The Kaiser Family Foundation says that in 2014, Ohio had the highest number of deaths from opiate overdoses in the U.S., 2,106. More people in Ohio died from overdoses than in either California or New York State. Ohio's opiate addiction crisis has its roots in medical protocols developed a quarter of a century ago. That's according to the Ohio State Medical Association's Government Relations Director, Tim Maglione.
If you look back 20 or 25 years ago, there was a kind of a theory that we were under-treating chronic pain, and the protocols at that time were to be more aggressive in treating pain, particularly with the use of medications to do that. 5 or 6 years ago, it became very understood that that may not have been the best protocol, even though it was approved by the FDA, and that these medications can, if used long-term, can cause an addiction problem. And so we're essentially having to reverse 20 to 25 years of thinking in medicine about the effectiveness and the safety of these types of medications.
The Kaiser Family Foundation has put together statistics, and they say that Ohio has the largest, in the year 2014, more opioid overdose deaths in Ohio than New York or California, which seems hard to fathom. Any idea why that would be?
Well, again, I think you look back at the history of the protocols for prescribing medications, and unfortunately, those had proven to be not necessarily right, and it caused an addiction problem. And we had a period of time in the state of Ohio, particularly southern Ohio, where these illegal, unethical pill mill operations were just peddling the medications out, and people got addicted. Now, what we do know is that there's been a lot of effort to really change the way medications are prescribed to treat pain. And so we've really reduced the overall pill supply in this state, 93 million less doses today than we had just 3 years ago. But when you look at the death rate from prescription overdoses has gone down 5 consecutive years. But unfortunately, because the supply of these medications on the street has really been reduced, those that have an addiction problem have moved to other substances like heroin, which is now easier to get on the street than a prescription medication illegally.
Well, what's been done to address the issue? What's being done?
Well, there's been so much work, and the Ohio General Assembly, the Kasich administration has really been committed to getting a solution here. We have new ways to try to prevent drug abuse before it even starts, with educational programs and outreach programs in the communities. We've really reduced the pill supply, 93 million less doses prescribed today than just 3 years ago. We're also increasing law enforcement and interdiction efforts. Law enforcement's done a lot to try to track this stuff down when it's coming in illegally into our state. That's a lot of things that have been done, and we're starting to turn the corner, at least on the prescription drug abuse. Unfortunately, now, because it's harder to get the prescriptions illegally, people have gravitated to the heroin and to the fentanyl and the carfentanil. So from my perspective, the next real step in this fight has to be a focus on recovery and treatment. We have, a lot of individuals in this state that are suffering from an addiction, and that is a disease. And it requires outreach and opportunities to get clean. And that's not going to be easy. It's going to be costly in terms of the financial impacts of it, the personal effects of it. But to me, the addiction recovery and the treatment side is really the next step if we're going to continue to move down the path of saving lives from this epidemic.
Tim Maglione of the Ohio State Medical Association.